Bitcoin slips to 76,854 as Fed, oil, and AI sell-off converge. Bitcoin traded at $76,854 early Tuesday, down 2.85% over 24 hours, as a CoinDesk Markets piece pinned the move on three overlapping macro pressures: Fed rate uncertainty, climbing oil prices, and a fresh wobble in the AI-led equity rally. The pullback hit altcoins harder. Ether sat at $2,290, 4.13%, Solana at $84.02, 4.18%, and XRP at $139, 3.34%, as of April 28, 2026. The CoinMarketCap fear and greed reading was 41, holding in neutral after a brief slide toward fear earlier in the week. The drop is not a single catalyst event. It is what happens when three usually independent risk channels move against crypto at the same time, and the order book gets thin enough on a Sunday into Monday tape that the response is amplified. The Fed channel turned cloudier rate cut probabilities have wobbled all month, and the latest Fed commentary has muddied the September outlook rather than clearing it. CoinDesk flagged that conviction in a near-term cut has weakened, which lifts real yields and pulls liquidity away from long-duration risk. Bitcoin trades like the longest-duration asset in the macro book on weeks like this. When the rate cut path looks slower, BTC is one of the first things sold. This is the same setup we saw in the futures-driven rally that CryptoQuant flagged earlier in April. When the move up is built on perpetual leverage rather than spot demand, the move down does not need much of a push. Oil added a second leg of pressure. Crude moved higher again on Middle East supply concerns, and CoinDesk noted New Zealand among the governments quietly building diesel buffers in case the war drags on. Higher oil tightens the sticky inflation print the Fed is watching, which loops back into the rate channel above. It also hurts consumer balance sheets in the US and Europe, where retail crypto demand sits. For BTC specifically, this is a slow burn input rather than a one-day shock. But it changes the macro story from rates fall, risk rallies, to energy stays sticky, the Fed waits longer, risk grinds. That is a worse setup for a coin trading at $77,000 with no fresh spot bid. The AI trade started shaking. The third leg is more recent. NVIDIA now accounts for 4.96% of the MSCI All Country World Index, which means the broad equity tape is more concentrated in one stock than at any prior point Bloomberg's data shows. When that stock has a soft session, the entire risk complex follows. Crypto is no longer decoupled from the NASDAQ on those days. Monday's session showed it cleanly. Sol and ETH traded down 4% plus, more than BTC, because they index harder to retail risk appetite and altcoin liquidity dries up first. The same pattern showed up after the Iran rally stalled at $79,400 earlier this month. BTC held firmer than the rest, while ETH and SOL bled. What the tape is telling allocators, three signals matter from the current setup. Spot ETF demand needs to come back. The recent 9-day inflow streak that hit 2.12B Friday was the strongest piece of bullish evidence on the chart. If Monday's session breaks that streak, the macro pressure has the room to do more damage. Fear and greed at 41 is not a buy signal yet. The index has bounced from sub-30 levels in past cycles before BTC found a real floor. 41 is the kind of reading that can persist for weeks while price slowly grinds lower. Altcoin beta is back. When ETH and SOL drop 1.5x BTC's move on a macro day, the cycle is in a phase where retail is leveraged and exits get crowded. That is a tactical warning more than a strategic one, but it is worth watching at 77K with three macro vectors against you. For card users sitting on stablecoin balances, the practical read is simple. The cards that let you sit in stablecoin spending rails without forcing a conversion to BTC at swipe time give you optionality on weeks like this. Cards that auto-convert from BTC at point of sale capture the full 2.9% drop on every transaction in the meantime. Where this could turn the fastest unwind would come from a softer Fed speaker on Tuesday or Wednesday, which is plausible given how mixed the recent commentary has been. The slower path is an oil retracement if Middle East headlines cool, which would also pull the rate channel back toward dovish. The path that breaks the current structure is a real spot ETF day in the 300-500 million range that confirms institutional appetite is intact at 77K. Until one of those shows up, the macro arithmetic favors more downside than the chart suggests. BTC is not in a crash. It is in a grind, with three independent vectors pushing the same direction.